Welcome to the LU Moment, where we showcase all the great events, activities, programs, and people here at LU. I'm Shelby Rodriguez, social media and digital marketing manager here at Lamar University. And you guessed it, I am back to host this week's episode of the LU Moment. Now, guys, I have a very special guest here with me today, Paula Izendu. Paula is a junior pre-med biology major, and she also happens to be Miss Beaumont. Paula, yes. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
So I have to ask you, how did you go about becoming Miss Beaumont?
So I've done pageants before, and right. I took a break from it. Just life happens, you know, mm-hmm. and ended up applying right on time for Miss Texas and, well, yeah, Miss Texas USA. And I wanted to originally be Miss Dallas or Miss Garland because mm-hmm. I am from Dallas. And they told me the title was already taken. And aww. They were like, well, you go to school at Lamar University, so why not be Miss Beaumont? And, you know, it's in order for this process, it's not just you filling out an application mm-hmm. and then you're automatically in. There's a right. panel of judges that look through everything that you've ever done on social media. They talk yeah. to people that know you and just organizations and things that you've done. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they deliberate and figure out if you're the right candidate to even represent a county. Yeah. Wow. And so I'm Miss Beaumont.
If you don't know, Paula recently competed for Miss Texas. That is super exciting. So what did it feel like when you were notified that you were able to compete for Miss Texas?
So I think I started crying, if I'm being honest. Like, I just like felt it. I'm really dramatic. Fell to the ground in my dad's room. Like, yes, I got in. And it was just, it reassured me that the things and the dreams that I have in the world, mm-hmm. just to be able to influence young ladies, boys as well, just people, and to mm-hmm. just be able to inspire anyone to seek help, to be the helping hand.
Yeah.
It just reassured me, like, I'm doing what God put me here to do.
Being pre-med, yes. what's next for you?
Hopefully, I want to get into Baylor Med, and I want to be a pediatric surgeon. But as of lately, psychology has really been, like, pulling me to that side. Science has always been in my family. My dad is an RN. I remember I was 12, and because he couldn't type as fast, I would be the one to be typing the BPMs and, like, the BPs and the numbers and stuff in his little forms and for him when he was doing nursing school. And so clinicals and stuff like that. So it just, the love for it has always been around me, and it mm-hmm. kind of just, like I said, contributed to what I want to do for the rest of my life. And
I find it so interesting how you speak about your passion for nursing and pre-med and all of that. And you also speak with that same passion about pageantry.
Yes.
So where did the two kind of collide?
I mean, like I said, it's just to be surrounded by like-minded individuals. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I feel like my aspirations in life are a bit much. Like when I always tell people I want to be a pediatric surgeon, they're like, oh, wow, that's a... And mm-hmm. I want that to stop. I want people to be like, yes, like we need more of you in the field. Like, congratulations, you know? And so I don't want them to, you know, be taken aback when they hear that somebody wants to pursue something like that.
Yes.
And like I said, with the like-minded individuals, I've met so many other women in pageantry and in the Miss Texas USA competition that are doctors and that are attorneys already. And these are women that are 26, 27, you know, mm-hmm. never give up on your dreams.
Right.
And these are people that also want to touch and inspire other people to contribute to society, to, you know, make space, take up space for themselves.
Right. So I have to know, what has your journey to pageantry been like? Because you are a junior here at LU, pre-med biology. Yeah. So what in the world? Where did that come from? Where did pageantry come from?
Funny enough, there's a story that my dad recently just told me, now that, you know, I'm on a bigger platform of pageantry.
Yeah.
When I am an immigrant and I came here when I was 6. Mm-hmm. And in the interview at the U.S. Embassy, in order to be granted citizenship or a green card or whatever it is, they told me that apparently the story goes, I have to go and use the bathroom. And all of them were taken. And so the woman that was in charge, the director of the embassy, mm-hmm. you know, citizenship program, told me that I could use her own personal bathroom. Oh, and wow. So coming out of the bathroom, she asked me, so what do you want to be when you grow up? And I was like, I want to be Miss Nigeria. I don't remember telling that story. I don't remember saying that.
Yeah.
But it's a vivid memory that my dad has. And, you know, I'm so glad that he was able to share that with me.
Yeah.
So I guess I've always just had the love of pageantry in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
People tend to mistake it for just pretty girls, you know, no brains.
Right.
That just want a trophy or want an award for just being beautiful.
All the movies and all that.
Yeah, and it's so much more than that. I want to beat the stigma of, you know, we're just a bunch of pretty girls with airhead pretty girls.
So what does it feel like for you? What does this mean to you to be Miss Beaumont?
I want to say that I'm one of the first actual title holders for specifically Beaumont. I think there's been a Golden Triangle, you know, that's just PA and Orange and all those places.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as like holding the title for Miss Beaumont, I believe I'm the first.
Yeah.
This is such a huge, like, community oriented city.
Yes.
And like I said, I'm someone who loves everything that it is to be about, like, community. My father raised me with the saying, no man is an island, it takes a village.
Yes.
And that's something that has been incorporated hardcore into who I am as a person, and, you know, just like my purpose and what it is that brings me joy in this world. Before all the pageantry stuff even happened, before I even became Miss Beaumont, I have been taking a couple social work classes just to see how I can give back to my community.
Here at LU?
Yes.
Right.
I did have the opportunity to do the big event that was amazing.
Yes.
Just to see so many, like, young adults pitch in to just contribute back to society and tell their community thank you.
Yes.
That's huge. And that's something that I find that's super admirable. It's the type of person that I am, because I'm all for find your purpose in life.
Yes.
So I was able to do the big event. I also worked at a children's center off of Dowlin.
Okay.
I love those kids with all of my heart. Like, that's,
oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm a big kid person.
Wow.
Love the kids. I'm super excited for this year to be able to work with Girls Haven and just, you know, places like that. So I'm just really excited to hit the ground running and give back to, you know, this community.
All right, Cardinals. Well, Miss Paula, thank you so much for being here.
You.
Guys, listen, I don't think I've ever met another woman that is so poised and confident.
Thank you.
And so, you know what? We wish you the best of luck in your pageantry journey, as well as the medical field.
Yes,
you know, we know you're going to do great things.
Thank you.
All right, Cardinals, that's a wrap here with Paula Izindu, also known as our very own Miss Beaumont. You can be sure to follow Paula on Instagram. Her handle is at Paula, P-A-U-L-A, Izindu. E-Z-E-N-D-U. Go ahead and follow her there, and you can follow along with her journey through pageantry as well as the medical field. Now listen, guys, we have some exciting things coming up here soon. In just a few short weeks, Lamar University will host our first inaugural 24-hour celebration of giving, and we're calling it none other than Red Day. Right, Daniel?
That's right, Shelby. With us today is Aaron Arsenault, the development coordinator, and Juan Zabala, vice president for university advancement. Red Day is almost here, and we are excited to talk about it here on the show. So, Aaron, can you tell us what exactly is Red Day?
Yeah, absolutely. So Red Day is Lamar University's inaugural 24 celebration of giving. It's going to showcase the generosity of our LU community. It's a time for all of us to come together and give back. We can help change the future of LU by making a powerful difference and help inspire the next generation of Cardinals.
So it's a 24-hour day of giving?
It is.
So when does it start?
It starts at noon on September the 16th and goes to noon on September 17th.
All right. So are you staying awake for the whole time?
I am.
Better be drinking some Big Red. Is that what we're going to call it?
Yeah.
Or Red Bull or something? Yeah,
for sure. For sure.
So all the funds that are collected, where do they go? What's the donations for?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the best part of it is you as the donor get to decide where they go. There will be many gift designations that's on the site for you to choose from, going from all five academic colleges and their departments, the LU Forever Fund, scholarships, the Cardinal Emergency Fund, just to name a few. And there's so many more.
Yeah, fantastic. There's so many different places that we can give. Juan, can you talk to us a little bit about, you know, what being a donor, why should I consider donating to Lamar University?
And it's a really good point, Daniel. It's important to remember that giving to a Lamar University, to a place like Lamar University, is about more than the money. The contributions that we will receive on Red Day and on other contributions that we receive throughout the year support our students and gives our students an opportunity to do critical work for themselves, critical financial support, scholarship support. It supports undergraduate research. It helps our students who are involved with experiential learning to get an opportunity to do those things that make their learning experience better. The other thing to remember about contributing to students, to giving money to students at Lamar University, it's more than just the money. It's knowing that they have the support of the Cardinal Nation. Yep. When you're in school and you know you have that kind of backing, it just means a lot. So contributing on Red Day is about more than the money, and we do want you to contribute the money, but we want to remind our students that there is an entire Cardinal Nation rooting for their success.
And something close to 100,000 strong in the alumni base now, too.
That's right. Topping 100,000. Absolutely.
Yeah. All these people that have pioneered the way before the ones in classes today. So, Red Day, how do I give?
Yeah, it's a great question, and I've made it as easy as possible. So beginning Thursday, September 16th at 12 p.m., you can visit lamar.edu/redday, R-E-D-D-A-Y. Once you're on the landing page, you will see a big button that says Give Now. You select that button. It's going to bring you to another page that where it's going to list all the designations where you can either search for them or have them all listed. And that's where you can make your gift. I do want to encourage you to go ahead and visit the website now. There's plenty of things that are on there to look at now that are super awesome. You know, even though giving doesn't begin until the 16th, there's still so many things that you can look at on the page that's active, that's live right now.
And if I have a hard time making decisions, which sometimes I do, is there a way that I can just give it to a general fund?
Absolutely. Yeah. Every designation that's on the page is easily searchable, and you can give that way for sure.
Perfect. So other than making a gift on Red Day, how else can I potentially support this cause?
Yes, awesome. That's a great question. And one specific thing I want to mention for you to help out is becoming a Red Day champion. And what a champion is for Red Day, it's those individuals that are going to be helping spread the word about Red Day, you know, through various methods of ways, social media, email, text messaging. A champion can do this before and during Red Day, and it's helping to encourage their former classmates, family, friends to join them in giving back. Red Day is going to be successful because of the energy, enthusiasm, and support of these Red Day champions. To sign up, super easy, visit lamar.edu/redday champion, or on the Red Day homepage itself, under the drop-down menu, select Red Day Champion. There's more information about it and the ways to get involved.
And anybody can be a champion?
Anybody can be a champion.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Making sure there's not the stipulation, because maybe I want to go sign up.
No, please sign up. That'd be great.
So on Red Day itself, we've talked about this 24-hour kind of a telethon-esque style thing, right?
Absolutely.
So what can I expect for that day?
An experience like no other. So with this being LU's inaugural Red Day, I wanted it to make, I just want it to be super special. And so on the landing page, for example, on the landing page, we're going to have a live stream show that's going to be having various performances from just different student organizations that are on campus, live updates throughout the entire event from the Red Day Command Center. We're going to have special guests. And so much more. There's also a portion on the page that's going to have a top 10 leaderboard, if you will, that's going to be in real time as gifts are coming in. There'll be a tally at the top showing gifts, dollar amounts, donor counts. Again, all in real time. It's going to be awesome. Our goal this year that we have set is 917 total gifts for Red Day, which I know we can absolutely reach. And again, we'll have various portions of the evening where we're going to have matches and also challenges from various donors. So be on the lookout for those as well. It's gonna be a very exciting night. I'm so super excited.
Awesome. Can't wait to see what's going to transpire that day.
For sure.
About 30 seconds left. Juan, what's the significance of the date itself?
It's a really good point. September 17th, 1923 was when the first classes were offered at the institution that we now call Lamar University. So Cardinal Nation launched on September 17th of 1923. Moving toward our centennial in 2023, we want to start celebrating September 17th. So 917 donors, the goal on 917, we're focusing around that date to remind us that 100 years ago, people thought enough to build this institution.
Wow, that's amazing. Thank you guys for joining us today. I'm Daniel McLemore, the Associate Director of Marketing at Lamar University, the pride of Southeast Texas.